Cynthia, C-Y-N-T-H-I-A, Thomas, T-H-O-M-A-S. 11-13-58. Today is 12-22. And this is a 65-year-old woman with history of CHF, hypertension, diabetes, chronic pain, history of stroke, left-sided weakness, and severe end-stage COPD, period. New paragraph, patient is on oxygen, but she takes her oxygen off to be able to smoke. She lives with her daughter, Tiffany. She sleeps on the couch. There is a couch right in front of her that she uses as a table. She eats from the other couch. She does her arts and crafts. She has her money there. She has her phone there. She has remnants of food from before, and she's laying flat on the couch, opposing the other couch that she uses as a table. The reason for doing that is because she's so short of breath when she moves around that she can't exert the effort to sit up and to use a table or get up to a different place in the house that has a table set up. She's in desperate need of hospital bed and nebulizer treatment, which we'll discuss in a minute. Social, she does smoke, she doesn't drink, she has three children, she's not married, she used to be a hairdresser. Her caretaker is Tiffany, her daughter. Patient was hospitalized previously because of exacerbation of COPD and CHF, period. Patient does have oxygen that she doesn't wear because she wants to smoke. Surgery, had a colostomy at one time that was reversed. COVID immunization up to date. Allergy, none. Family history, mom died of cancer, CHF, and dad died after hernia operation. She's once again bedbound. She's homebound. She's weak. She has dyspnea speaking. She needs help with ADL. She's aware that she needs to urinate and defecate, but sometimes she's so short of breath that she can't get to the bathroom, so she wears a diaper. She has a left-sided weakness, and this has left her somewhat depressed and anxious, she tells me today. Medication, see the separate list that I created today. Blood pressure, 140 over 100, respirations 22, febrile. Heart, positives 1, positives 2. Lungs, ronchi and roused bilaterally with wheezing. Abdomen, soft, non-tender. Neck shows no JVD. Skin shows no rash. Oral mucosa without a lesion. Patient neurologically has a left-sided weakness. Assessment, here we have a 65-year-old woman with end-stage COPD. O2 dependent, continues to smoke. She's so weak that she can't get to the bathroom and she wears a diaper. She's so short of breath that she can't speak without getting short of breath. She's also so short of breath that they had to move the couch from the other room in front of her couch so she can use it as a table and live off two couches in her living room. She requires help with ADL. She has a history of congestive heart failure. Her blood pressure is barely controlled. She has diabetes, and her blood sugar is not controlled. She tells me she doesn't check it. She's on low-dose Ozempic, has never increased her Ozempic from 0.25 to the higher dose, period. Patient needs the new paragraph nebulizer treatment with albuterol, 2.5 milligram per 3 cc. That can be used four times a day. I encourage her to use her oxygen. She could benefit from a nicotine patch so she could quit smoking and then use the oxygen at all times. I told her that would definitely make her feel better and not leave her so short of breath, period. She could also use an anxiolytic for her anxiousness, which is related to her end-stage COPD. Her pain appears to be controlled at this time. Overall prognosis is poor. Discuss findings with patient and Tiffany before leaving their residence. Thank you.